USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Those that are fully vaccinated can visit with other fully vaccinated individuals indoors without a mask or social distancing, and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. That could allow seniors to visit with their grandchildren for the first time in more than a year. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions, like wearing masks in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And the Biden administration has given protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the U.S. until conditions improve in their home countries. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
This February was one of the coldest in decades, according to a new report. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The United States is recording its coldest February temperatures in more than 30 years. A report from NOAA shows last month saw the lowest February temperatures the nation had since 1989. This February ranked among the top 10 coldest Februaries recorded in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The weather was especially brutal in Texas, where dozens of people died from extreme cold, snow, and ice. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Wyoming has become the latest state to remove its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses. Governor Mark Gordon announced Monday that restaurants, bars, gyms, and theaters will be allowed to resume normal operations starting March 16th, citing falling numbers of new COVID cases and hospitalizations. Gordon did encourage residents to continue to wear masks and take their own precautions, but said that the state would no longer mandate them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. He says he plans on signing it as soon as he receives the bill. But Republicans are still not happy with the measure, even with some of the changes made in the Senate version of the package. Congressman Jody Heiss says it's still full of egregious spending. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that even with changes, the bill costs the American people way too much.
I mean, it's still just it's $2 trillion of wasteful spending. Look, the only way that you can stimulate the economy is to open it. What good is it for us to charge the American people $5,700, give them back $1,400, and claim that that's a win while we're still in the process of keeping schools closed and businesses closed? The effort needs to be directed towards coming out of this pandemic and restoring the livelihoods of both individuals and businesses, and this bill does nothing of the sort. This is a continued pathway of bankrupting our country.
And two more tickets to the NCAA tournament were punched Monday night. UNC Greensboro will head to the Big Dance as the representatives of the Southern Conference. The top-seeded Spartans defeated Mercer in the finals of the SoCon tournament 69-61. And Appalachian State will return to the tournament for the first time since 2000. They defeated Georgia State 80-73 in the finals of the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Mountaineers will be making just their third all-time appearance in the NCAA tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.